clearly says the twofold cleansing of the temple by Christ illustrates the second and fourth angel's message, which is Adventism. And in the cleansing of the temple, one group of people ran away, the priests and the rulers. And another group of people stayed behind, the poor. In the twofold cleansing of Gideon's day and age, the one that was going to go through with the 300 was Gideon, the least in his father's house, who was of the tribe of Manasseh, which was the least of the tribes. This message comes through over and over again. And if you'll notice what Sister White said here in Desire of Ages, and you apply it very carefully, these men that fled did not receive the rebuke to where it worked repentance. It only hardened their heart and put them more firmly on the track to crucify him. At the great disappointment, October 22nd, 1844, the movement of the Millerites went from 50,000 down to 50. Those 50 that went through were to continue on and become Adventism. But in the earlier visions and dreams that were given Sister White to describe the disappointment, what took place at that time when Christ moved from the holy place to the most holy place, she says that those 49,950 people that did not follow on by faith, that they continued, if they continued in Christianity at all, they continued to lift their prayers to the holy place, not to the most holy place. They became the most bitter critics of Adventism, the former brethren. You never find a place in the Spirit of Prophecy where she speaks of this group of former Adventists returning to the movement. They had sealed off their probation, just as Sister White is intimating here in Desire of Ages, the rulers and the priests that fled the temple did. This cleansing process is telling us, among other things, that just ahead, during the Sunday law, those that go out from among us during that time period, if we're faithful and are those that Gideon is represented, that receive the seal of God and take up the battle that takes place spiritually in the spiritual valley of Jezreel and Armageddon,